to have his cool new beat I made? It's gonna cost you.
Special edition of Irresponsible Behavior. Oh, it sound like nothing in that cup.
You can't hear it?
I heard all the ice.
Oh, yeah, I've done. What do you want all
the ice? Oh, chewing the ice like he programmed this on.
Hoping not.
Hope you're not programmed. You just got off being perfect.
Those are the facts. I didn't even know you could do this.
Yeah, man.
This is definitely cool. I like this.
Where you been?
Under a rock.
I'm the same. Me too, bro. I'm trying to Google how to be lit right now. Like, I tell you, God, lit ass show. Nobody promoting. I say, all right. Nobody want no bonuses. Everybody fired.
Clean house before Black Friday.
Yeah, I'm out of there. This supposed to be Black Friday check for niggas. Come on.
They fucking it up early.
Fucking it up early.
Because why? The government is still kicking out checks.
They ain't cooking on no fucking shit. They out there. I don't trust fucking Joe Biden. We ain't seen the vice president. I forgot her name. What's her name? Harris.
Harris is correct. Mix Harris.
I'm trying to find another site you can go on to.
Try Bing.
We got the video session in here, people. The video, I'm gonna throw this on YouTube. Yeah. Oh yeah. I got jokes about all that shit.
He said jokes about all that. Did you watch Dave Chappelle?
I loved it, bro.
I did too.
I didn't think that it was his funniest special.
No. I agree with you.
I appreciate how he kind of transformed. He like not really a comic. He talk about the issues and make it funny now. So he like more diplomatic, but that just mean they got him.
I think the way the trans community wrote him for so long.
I mean, he made some specials about it.
I mean, the whole special wasn't about it, but the key funny jokes
he was made always six. About. Yeah, it was always about. Because trans people be funny, yo.
Oh, shit.
There
you go.
Hey, dude, yo, trans people assholes, bro. They just assholes like any other assholes on this planet. Let me tell you how, bro. Because I was talking to this trans girl I ain't know for like 3 days. They gotta start telling people, like when they send a profile. Gotta start telling people.
I agree that you should let people know.
You should let people know. She let me know a crazy ass way though. Like,
oh my gosh, do I really want to hear
this? Yo, all right, look, yo. So first of all, the nigga was cute as a button. It was cute. It's a button. I ain't gonna lie to you. Nigga was bad. It was a bad bitch. But yeah, so we swiping. We swipe right. Boom, boom. Nigga was bad. I thought I came up.
Both of y'all came up.
We talking. Boom, boom, bop. She sent me a nude. I should have known something was wrong because she only was sending me uptight shit, up top shit, like this all titty photo, all titty photos, like all just tits.
I mean, that could be a giveaway.
Could be a giveaway. That it was nice titties though. You wouldn't know. You wouldn't know.
Shout out to our surgeon.
Yo. So she asked me for a dick pic. So I sent her a dick pic because we were sending nudes and shit.
And then you got one back.
Yo, then I said, send me some.
Oh my God.
No. And she sent me a dick pic back.
Two dicks in the same fucking. Oh my God.
I was hurt. Yo. I was like, damn. That's why I said they assholes. Like, you want a dick? I show you a dick, motherfucker.
Oh my gosh. So I can't play with this online dating shit.
Yo.
Catfish is a real thing.
I don't think I posted like for 1 week after that.
Gotta log on, bro. Regroup. Cause your eyes is being deceived.
Yo. She looked real, yo. She was real, yo. If she ain't gave me like that, we probably still been friends. Like, if she, like,
you still been messaging buddies.
Yeah, I'd rock with you. I keep you on my crew like Dennis Rodman. That's good. So I can laugh at other niggas.
Oh, my God.
Don't make me part of the joke. Damn, no, I'm trying to be part of the joke.
You're part of the joke, bro. Because
you gotta edit all that shit.
You received a dick pic.
Yeah. Yeah, bigger dick than me.
Oh my gosh, too much information, bro. But back to Dave Chappelle, he is definitely had it with this. But I agree with what he was trying to
I'm
say.
I'm sitting up here like, this is a real newscast.
This is a nice ass table. I agree with what he was trying to say, though, about the trans community. I didn't know that about Lil Baby.
You ain't know?
I did not know.
You're the only black person know that don't know.
He killed somebody and saying harsh words about gays in your career or cancel you, quote, quote.
Bro, first of all, we're not that famous to get canceled. So
I mean, he was internet famous, YouTube famous.
Oh, yeah, Baby Independent. I'm taking his whole game plan for myself.
Don't but skip that last part where right
yeah,
before you got canceled.
We already got canceled at the beginning.
You just got canceled in this episode.
I know. That's cool.
Well, they might let you pass because you did receive a dick pic and send a dick pic. So you might.
All right, bro. It was funny, yo.
Hopefully they all laugh at it.
I was just shocked.
Hey, no, everyone would be shocked. Who was not thinking he was going to receive a dick after seeing titties.
I mean, bro, we already got dinner everything.
I'm glad you got the dick pic first.
Yeah, I was on top of that.
Have you ever talked on the phone?
Hey, yo, Tinder the bitch. Yo,
Tinder don't got the voice devil. Recognition?
No, I like Facebook dating. There, right? Facebook dating. Look.
Facebook dating?
Yeah, Facebook dating.
I ain't been on Facebook in like 12 years, 13 years.
I like long format. I don't like Instagram. Instagram kind of quick. I'm not reading when I go on Instagram.
True. Just looking at the photos. Gotta read the caption.
That's why caption be quick. Much.
Some of them don't. Oh, so you don't click on the little dots.
Oh, if
it got
see more? Nah, fuck that. I'm out of there.
I saw enough.
I'm come out of there. I already see how it lead up. I read the first Chelsea Moore, and then I'll be like, all right, let's see what the fuck she's talking about. If you're prequel phony, then I'm out of there.
Seems like you about to say a bunch of dumbass shit. Mm-hmm. Keep scrolling.
I'm out of there.
I like it. I'm in the same way.
Yeah, I'm not about to fucking sit there and read your fucking caption talking about 18 years ago, I drank. That was going to be in this position. Bitch, you was a bus driver. What about this?
Oh, my God. I definitely need more than ice in this cup. Ah, damn. Maybe her mother was a bus driver.
They got the family discount insurance plan. They trying to keep one of them off.
Everybody keep getting that check. Like,
I ain't fronting because I pay for my own insurance. Like, I need somebody insurance to get on. I need a girl with a good job.
That's the thing, bro. Man, jobs giving people almost like full.
I be talking shit about postal workers. They got the best benefits.
Might want to get you one.
I know.
Not the young one.
No, I'm going to get a young one. She got to be like 10 years out. 10 years out until she can retire. She got to start young.
No, because you don't receive those benefits until they're at least 5 years in. The full benefits.
That's what I'm saying. I'm talking about somebody that's trying to retire.
Old one.
No, I'm trying to get a young old one. Like, that's my, because we only like 30. I'm 33.
Oh, you saying somebody who became a post office employee fresh out of high school?
Fresh out, yeah. Somebody that.
Who the fuck did that?
Somebody that was smart.
You possibly right. They didn't go to college. They was like, fuck this. I'm delivering mail.
Nah, I'm good. I got the benefits out the butt.
I guess it's like joining the army. Get the benefits right out the back.
Out the back. You ain't got to do no.
All I got to do is last 20.
You ain't got to do no. All you got to walk 3 times around Barnabello.
You are now an employee.
Yeah, you got it.
You can now walk every hill in the county.
Hey. Yo, what if the mail pulls up? Hold up. I'm sorry, yo. I mean, I ain't saying none of these jokes. I'm going to say these bitches for November 21st. Yeah. Yo, what if they really had, like, a walk-in, like, you really had to walk 3 laps without sweating? You get a job. Because I ain't getting a job. I was wondering what the qualifications. Police ain't hired me. I applied to be a police one time.
Me too. I applied in the county.
But when they got to the drug part, you know, they asked you, like, what you do ever. And I had to check them bitches off, like, check.
It was like, you know what, never
mind. Like, weed, alcohol, yeah, mushrooms, got that. Molly, Molly was a good year.
Not Molly was a good year.
Molly was a good year.
Got a good package.
Yeah, I was like 16, 17. I remember that. That shit was lit that year.
What?
It was like, cool. I'm like, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Tried that shit in Vegas. Fun times, yo. Fun times. I wouldn't do that shit now, though, because now everybody listening to Fent.
Everybody said everything would fit.
Weed, all that shit. That's why I don't need. I don't need to do that shit no more, bro. I'm over it now.
I can't feed cigarettes. Don't buy your cigarettes up the street. Come out, you can't smoke.
Yeah, shit. Sound like a diet over there. I'm still recording. Leave it on. I'll just trim it up. You back in here?
We're here. Sorry for the interruptions.
What happened? What's your baby mother called you?
My mom, man.
Your mom?
Gotta go back home, cut the grass.
But luckily, like, this is probably like the last cut of the year.
If you on
the
East Coast, right?
Yeah, if you're on the East Coast, it's like the last cut. Texas, you still got a couple weeks.
Shit, you really gotta be worried about the weather. Might be sunny as a bitch next week. Then you gonna have to cut that motherfucker again.
Bro, I'll be out there in these trunches. I don't even care about the weather, bro. I got coke.
He said I got
coke boot chains. I got tuna fish noodles. I'll be good.
All in the truck.
Good. Refrigerator. Keep my shit on full.
Shout out to the truck drivers, bro.
Motherfucking air fry. I'm trying to get out of it, but I like traveling.
It is a lot of money.
That is a weird money, bro. Maybe playing. Niggas be playing. They don't believe me. I told niggas a long time ago. Shit. Because I always wanted to, you know, all right, this is secret town.
Safe place.
Yeah, safe place. I always wanted to, my dream was to, like, conquer transportation. I want to get my pilot's license. I want to learn how to, I want to get my boat's license. I want to get my motherfucking trucker license, helicopter license. I want to conquer all that because just in case shit go down, I get the fuck out of here.
It's a smart plan, bro. You're definitely going
to And you're never going to lose your money in transposition.
Unless you're vaccinated. You're big vax.
I don't got to be vaccinated to do what I got to do.
That's good. Because when they turn and hit that button, the vaccines is going down. It's going to be Toy Story in this motherfucker, bro.
Everybody, they switch on. You look like you got vaccinated.
Fuck no, bro.
Whatever.
Couldn't do it.
You an anti-vax? Yeah, it's too many Walking Dead episodes.
Bruh, when they said they had a lottery out for $400 million in Baltimore, if you get this shot between this date and this date, your name is in a pool for $400 million? When's the government ever paid niggas to get vaccines?
That's probably fake news, first of all. You believe that?
No, bro, that was on the news and on the radio here this year.
And somebody did win. Look it up. You got to Google. Look it up. I don't believe.
Baltimore.
He gonna produce. This is my producer. Everybody fine. This episode, I'm gonna say this shit again. I asked him, he's supposed to be the real producer. He's supposed to be the visual and the sound producer. Also on the show. But he got hella kid, so I understand.
He's not talking about me. Maryland Vaccine Lottery, list of vaccine cash winners. Let's click on the link.
I'm not mad. Don't get my computer sad. No virus.
This is CBS Baltimore's website, bro. I keep thinking you got
CBS low.
It's not a touchscreen laptop, my bad. Didn't mean disrespect.
Didn't get that much money.
The
bro.
Person who won the grand prize owes $400,000. Sorry.
Still $400,000.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, what kind of government is paying people? And I heard this was happening all over the United States where they had random lotteries in the state for people just to draw people in to get the vaccine so you could possibly win $400,000 out of the million people in your state.
He really trying to get us canceled. They gonna put the COVID sticker on this shit.
I'm just saying, bro. Who won?
They probably stopped the shit over.
They probably ain't about to drop their names.
He about to be fired again.
Yo, niggas was winning. Here's a list of the daily winners. They've been giving out money since May 25th.
Why you want to talk about hot topics?
All the way to July 4th, bro. They was giving out bread all summer just to get shot with some air. The real vaccine is going to shut you down in 2025.
Oh, I didn't get it. I was thinking about it, though.
I'm not getting that shit. You seen the dream where they accidentally gave it to a four-year-old?
First of all, look, this is why I didn't get it. Because I don't get paid enough to get from New York or L.A. where you need the vaccine. So if I was getting more money in New York and L.A., I'd have got that shit already. But since I'm not, Good. Everybody else kind of like, it's not mandatory. Like, you can't go out to eat in LA. Like, you can't go to a restaurant. Like, you can't. Or in New York, you cannot go to a restaurant unless you're vaccinated. Cannot. They need your motherfucking QR code.
Must be only in certain parts of California.
Yeah, it's Southern California. LA, though?
Might be. I don't know if it's in LA, because I know somebody that's there and they're not vaccinated, but they're coming back.
I mean, they still. They can't go nowhere good. You can't go nowhere good.
I don't know what's good, you know, in California. I've been there once.
You know what I mean?
I know that.
Five-star restaurants in California.
Right, I understand that. I know that they've been out. I think people only doing it so they can travel, like people who like leaving
the country. You know, you won't get in if you know somebody. Come on now. Like,
I mean, it was a lady selling the cards online for $200 a pop. Get your shit to pop up on the computer and everything. Man. Without you actually getting vaccinated. People
what's his number? That shit.
You gotta go in the black market, bro. I don't drop no dimes. I'm not a dime dropper. I'm a dime spreader. Spread the dimes.
Well, you gotta tell me off air, bro.
I'll send you the link.
Because you know black people guys fight. That's why I was out here. To eat a lamb chop and a roof crisp.
Barely.
L.A.
That just made me hungry now. When that pizza
up? Hey, there's a pizza up there. I'm cooking some turkey wings for the little one.
I seen that, bro. You just going to be like the beginning. And then not post the after. You're going to post the after like 9 o'clock tonight?
When they done, they roasting. I got them in there for like...
Oh, you got them like smoking?
No, I got them in there slow baking. I got it with the chicken broth and there. Yo, season the chicken broth. Like, you feel me?
You got the chicken broth with the turkey? Ain't that... That's two different meats, bro. Look at you now. Dropping the fucking audio.
I'm sorry, bro. People calling me. I got another show the week of my show. I hope I can pull this second show off. I'm not like the only person producing this one. I'm a co-producer, and I'm still thinking like, yeah, why would y'all plan something on the same week?
What the fuck? Hold up. Did you see this? California becomes the first state to outlaw non-consensual condom removal with bill.
What?
I don't even know what the fuck that means. I gotta click on that.
I mean, I can tell you what it sound like. I mean, somebody can slip the jimmy off.
And nobody needs
and then you get the Texan abortion love behind you to fight it. That's what it sound like. I don't know. It sound like a lot.
It did, bro.
So you can slip the jimmy off, and you can still have the baby. Sound like a Texan.
Prohibits the act of removing a condom. No, it prohibits the act, so you can't remove the condom. Okay.
But Texas, you probably can. You probably can remove the condom, and then you can still get her pregnant, and she can have an abortion if she find out she's pregnant 6 weeks later.
There's so many random bills, Pat, man. Makes sense.
You like abortion?
Nah, I'm not a fan. Not a fan. If you fucking and you get pregnant, time to grow up.
How many abortions you had in your life?
Zero. Unless somebody got pregnant and they lost my number, they couldn't find me. And they killed it and I ain't know, but I doubt that.
I had one and one miscarriage.
See, miscarriage
but the miscarriage, I don't think it was mine anyway, but the abortion, that was kind of mad.
Yeah, I feel like, I'm on the fence about the rights. I remember back in the day, they was talking about the father had rights to not abort the baby. Like, when it's like, I guess you find out with the test, so it's still like a little dot, just a heartbeat. And I'm like, I think he should, but then it's like, nigga, you might.
I ain't like that, though.
80% of niggas dip when the baby is here. So it's like, you can't
really. I want all my kids, bro. I want all my kids. I only got the right ones pregnant. Like, the last one, the one that got an abortion, she would have been cool. I might have not had Chloe if it weren't for her, for real. So I guess I don't know. Life just work out while I work out.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
I mean, the moral of the story is I fuck up a lot, but.
Okay. We're going to agree with you there.
All right.
But it's just weird, man. Then some good dads end up with shitty baby moms.
That's their fault, though. You know who you're not, eh? Man, that was very explicit.
It's Sunday. I don't even think you know. Oh, man, how you feel about that girl? What was her name? What's up?
You got a computer.
I forgot. I don't know her name, though. She like, the white got girl? Pregnant. No, it's a black girl. She got pregnant by a basketball player and then, like,
I think she dumped him.
Instantly left him.
You see her list?
But she crazy, though. She made, like, a crazy video and niggas just was going in on her. I wanted to see that video.
I forget her name. I mean, we don't got to shout her name out, but.
We do, because that bitch crazy.
Everybody, I think it's Brittany. Brittany something.
Brittany Renner.
Look at you. Know exactly.
I be knowing some shit sometimes.
Instagram. Fucking stalker.
Am I doing all that?
Scrolling.
Hold up. What side are we on?
How your fingers were?
Why your shit locked Instagram? On X videos? How I get off of X videos?
I save a lot of it. If you press X anything.
Taking you to the video. Alright, let's get to Google. Delete. All right. Was it Brittany Renner?
What?
That bitch.
My laptop not locked. My iPad kid proof. Brittany Renner, yo. So what? She Brittany got on my. You see her hit list? She put out a hit list.
No.
Like
Brittany Renner, baby daddy. Yeah, PJ Washington, man.
I don't even get no bump. I don't even know his rating.
It don't matter, yo.
Look at his rating.
He's only 23.
Look at his rating.
In the NBA, and she already just trying to fuck his mental up and all that.
How much he's supposed to get?
Oh, I don't know. They don't got his number from here. It's not what I looked up.
No, I think they said something about how much he was getting.
Brittany Renner's stepdaddy. Ooh, what did he say?
He said, ooh, yeah. Oh, don't do that. Oh,
what did he say, bro?
Ooh. I said, ooh.
Ooh, wee. What did he say? I hope he said something crazy. No, I don't. I hope he didn't say something crazy. Yo, because chicks be tripping, man. I be feeling sorry for some rich guys.
Oh. I think my baby mother
won't trip. I be feeling sorry for all guys. Never hear stories about
when I really start making some money. I think she knows I ain't about shit. But I'm like almost about shit. That's how I think of it.
This bitch said it's stepdaddy season.
Stepdaddy season. It definitely is, bro. It's fucking here Christmas. I can't handle I don't want no girlfriend until after Christmas. At least. Because you got Valentine's Day, you got Mother's Day coming up. This is already asking for Halloween money. Like, you want to have my kids get the costume? Like, bitch, what? It's Halloween.
Let's go to the park. Don't let your baby mama or your baby daddy block your blessings. This bitch is. I remember this video, man. Don't let it block your blessings. This bitch was tripping in the car, looking a mess, too.
I feel sorry.
I'm hoping my son find a wholesome.
Look, that's because you just fresh out of a relationship. You know the hurt of that shit. You still ain't over yet.
I didn't have any hurt when my relationship ended. Everything was mutual. We was cool.
That shit dog. That shit sound nice.
Fuck you, that's bro. What it was, bro.
Bullshit,
bro. I was posted on the gram. That's how, in a nice way.
You weren't posted on
the gram. My man just said it's wicked.
I was posted on the gram.
You wasn't posted.
Bro, I don't even want to. Streets.
No, I said I was posted on the gram.
No, I was posting.
By her. You were posting. I was getting posted because everything was mutual and I'm cool. My man just said it's wicked out here. That it is, bro. It's a cool world. He got 330K likes off that fucking tweet because it's wicked out here. Fucking wicked, bro. That's probably hella niggas going back like, hell yeah, bro. I like that shit. Niggas is wicked. You don't know, man. That's why I'm glad I didn't have that problem. Everything was cool. But that's wicked, bro. Watch who you lay down with, bro. I should have played this video. This just sounds, look how crazy she sounds.
I'm glad I got the baby mother, yo. We're not about to talk about my baby mother.
Listen how crazy she sounds. Oh, she don't look bad.
She look good as shit.
She do. But she really got the baby in the back, though.
So?
I know in theory it sounds good keeping the same person to have kids with, but that's insanity as well. So if it doesn't work out with them, it'll work out with someone else. Okay? It just will. That's how that goes. And trust me, I know it's ghetto.
Just for her, though.
It is so ghetto. Baby mama,
I heard enough. I heard enough. I know what she about to say.
She said thinking about multiple baby daddies is scary. Who's thinking about having multiple baby daddies?
Oh, probably, yo. You giving her too much time.
Talking to people with children, but
I'm just saying.
She sound like, oh, that's Brittany Renner?
Yes.
That's what, but she is like one of the only women that can do that. When you cute.
I'm done.
Did you see her hit list? She was hitting like Chris Brown, Trey Songz and them. Like she already was, she got your dumbass. Nobody told PJ.
Well, if she was hitting Chris Brown is probably 30 now. He not hanging with PJ.
He not. But still, ain't nobody giving the heads up. You supposed to know, bro. Your agent gotta get fired after that.
I would blame the agent.
Come on, you gotta have a fixer.
Or your man.
You gotta have a fixer. I ain't famous and I got a fixer.
Bro, if you ever get big, you need to have one of those detective homies. When bitches come around, they need to be peeping, going down that gram, looking type of bitches these is. I'm like, no. You trying to set my man up.
I mean, I don't do nothing that I need a fixer, but like, sometimes I be getting pulled over and they be letting me go. That's what I meant.
I don't even want to know what you mean. Because I don't have one of those.
I just know some people.
God damn, man. Oh, it's 14 comments.
I mean, what you want? Add one?
No, I'm not definitely.
I was ready to add one. I mean, she cute enough to have multiple baby fathers.
Damn, there's some hoe ain't shit.
We just know who she is. So, like, once we start getting money, then we ain't got to worry about that.
My man said, show the judge and carry on. You think if you show this to the judge, that she it would stop her from getting any type of money? Because you know she's doing it for child support. So, if she going to be like that, I'm trying to...
Most definitely, it's going to hold some traction because she's going to get the wrong judge. NBA.
So it could work in the like, statement still. If you can save it.
Well, how much is nothing? She getting paid now, though? Because I heard it was like $300,000 a year, something like that.
Child support?
I think that's what I heard.
Why is infant child support?
Because she got them. That's what I think. You gotta look it up. You gotta Google, bro. How much is getting? Google how much is Brittany Renner getting paid?
Her child support. All right, let me go back.
I was like $300K, bro.
It should be making me mad.
And I was like, yo, she got a good ass lawyer.
We don't even probably need to have one. Just be a woman and say that I got pregnant by a guy. Brittany's wedding. Damn, that shit popped up, and I didn't have to type anything. I just hit on the joint, and you know the joint dropped up.
It came right
up. Mm-hmm. X videos popped up again.
How? Child support is really. Let's see.
This bitch is getting 200K.
I told you
every
like
month.
300, bro.
Yo, if I was to get in the league, I would get clipped. If I didn't have a kid with you in my high school hooping years, I'm not having no kids. I retired. I'm getting clipped, yo, my nigga.
She
clipped.
Got a good ass lawyer.
200K.
Meanwhile,
baby ain't even like move standing.
Meanwhile, Rick Ross over here. Look up what Rick Ross had to pay his baby mother for child support. It was like $10,000.
But his kid probably old now. But still,
nah, he got new. He got. New I think baby. He got partial the new baby. Yo. It might be like
an old baby,
might
old be like,
yeah,
baby.
Almost, yeah, almost like 7.
Oh my god,
that old young baby, like yo, that's when we get 10. But he looking out. He probably gave that bitch a thigh stop and everything.
Did you say a thigh stop?
Yeah, they don't got no wings in the way.
His child support case with Breonna Singleton. Mother of 3 of his children.
3
of
them.
To a tune of 11K in monthly child support payments.
Settlement. Well, say that number again.
Nearly year long. Man.
No, say that number again.
That's way better. 7K. 200K. She got 3 kids.
She got 3 of them.
See, but he probably already got
he got all of them got wing stops.
Each child got wing stops,
but they own franchise.
I'm pretty sure it's something. His lawyer, yeah, he need a better lawyer and a better agent.
That's all it is, bro.
Lem
came. Dumbass out there.
Ooh. I want to see what my man Future paying, because I know he ain't paying bitches nothing. Future be paying bitches nothing.
Yo, that's my spirit animal, bro. That's like my spirit animal, yo. Don't say it. Tell Steve Harvey I don't want him.
Future ordered to pay $3,200 a month.
He got Rick Ross lawyer.
His child, after the mother of the child only asked for 53. He giving him the 3.
Sheesh.
He should be dragging on bitches, bro.
Whoever his lawyer is, niggas need to get him. He asked for 53, man?
That's about it.
Get out of here.
I almost spent that.
5 months later, Miss her ex has temporarily ordered the Atlanta rap to pay her $3,200 a month.
Well, let me check on my daughter. She probably up.
Yeah, boy. For you get smacked with $5,300 child support payment. You doing this fucking podcast in the alley. But no Wi-Fi. No, we be using
she was tired.
The city Wi-Fi for real.
Lord,
help today. That's crazy. Oh, hold on. I keep forgetting. He got more than one child. Future pays Lizard Ryan. That's only one child. He paid $3,200. So let's see what the other one is. Another $3,200. Okay. 2 for 2. We got one more. She getting 32, 3 for 3. It's not bad. She almost paying exactly what Rick Ross paying. But nobody's paying what the fuck. I don't know, man. What the fuck was he smoking?
I'm sorry. Bro, I gotta trust the process, bro. Cause I know nap time, and I know like we went out today, so it was running around. She was tired.
Oh, Future pays 15K though for baby Future.
Cause Russ, she got Russell Wilson lawyers. Cause Sierra
Russell Wilson probably like, man, I don't need that.
That's all he want though.
For that 15K. Chris Brown only paying 2,500.
2,500? Yo, they lawyers. Yo, that's because they start businesses. They told me the secret. I got the key, man. Start your business. They told me too late before I can get the PPP shit. But I just got stuck legit.
Man, I know you can still get the PPP, bro.
I don't want to, bro. I'm gonna start legit. They own niggas now. I'm all right. I'm gonna start legit.
All right, they got a whole article about post death paying $10,000 in child support. 50 Cent paying $25,000. Russell Simmons paying $20,000 for each child.
A month? Like,
yeah.
Oh, that's a month?
Mm-hmm. 20 for each time? Come on, man.
Where's she been at?
Shug Knight paying 14.
She probably fat as shit now. Not crazy. She probably...
Oh, she probably looks stupid. But no, it's paying.
She probably... You think she got BBL?
How does rappers have old child support?
Because
since I was born, so your kids should have never been not getting money.
What, who? Nas. I don't want to say my name. Damn, bro.
Rick Ross, too. He owe money. He owe $50,000. Nas owe 80, but his monthly payments is 50. Hey, you owe 80 and your monthly payments is 50.
Because I was not the ain't about to pay that bill yet. Yo, stop judging people. You lucky you ain't on child support.
Thank God.
You right, get on child support. I told you. Tripping. I told him.
You smoke hella crack.
Put on child support.
Scarface owe $130,000 in child support. How are you owing? He got at least $180,000.
Scarface.
Keith. Chief Key paid $2,500 and he owed $25,000. He was locked up. Why is D? I'm not even gonna say that.
All that jewelry rented.
I'm not saying that it's not rented. I'm not saying the car.
I'm trying to run some jewelry for my show.
You know who else won? DMX.
Damn. RIP. I mean, he looked like he owed a million dollars. He looked like he owed some child support. I like that because I think the kids actually taken care of, but they just ain't paid the IRS that money. They just did some backdoor shit.
That's probably what it really seemed like, since it's not that much money.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know Ludacris and no, it's definitely got
$50,000, $80,000.
Right. It's just weird out here in these streets, bro.
That's why I don't want no baby mama, you know. Last girl I get pregnant, it's gonna be my wife. She ugly or not, I don't care. So, you know, bless you.
Thanks, sir. Your next baby mama is gonna be what?
She's gonna be my wife.
That's good, man. Hope I'm at the wedding. I'm going to host the wedding.
I don't know about hosting. Probably going
to
get
Welcome to the wedding.
I know I'm not going to get no say. I ain't going to get no say, bro. That's how they is these days. You ain't going to get no
bro,
say.
By the time you get married, it'll be a whole different thing. It's going to be electric wedding. Robots going to be popping and shit.
You got me like 30 years? You got 30?
Wait,
you're
back,
gonna
be virtual.
Yeah, my wife invite museum, yo. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Gonna be coming down the aisle like, Here she come, y'all. Everybody gonna be leaning at screens like this.
Yeah, I was thinking about maybe 35, yo, 34, 35. Like, it's coming up.
35 years?
35 years old. You turn
35.
Nah, yeah, I mean, I think it take a year or so for me to get to know somebody. You go through all the motions of that year for work. So you get to see person in a lot of different phases. I want to see who you really are before I start liking you. I want to see you down, up, all that type of shit. So, and that goes into seeing who you got to deal with. That's why my baby mother ain't want me for. She ain't like my down. She ain't like down tie. But that's cool. That's cool
though. And yeah. I don't know.
If you gotta think about a year, what you go through.
Hey, bro, some people, one whole year could be all good. So you would never really see him bad. Like, in a year?
No, my whole year go all the way good, bro.
Nobody yet goes bad, bro. Like, what is bad to some people, bro?
When you got the three death shit, or somebody, I think it, why I say yeah, because you got to think about, all right, so you might get a new job, might lose a job, get another job. Somebody die in your family, get sick, something happen with the kid, some bullshit happen. It's a hiccup. All that shit usually happen in a year. Some bullshit. So you get to see the people, see that person when they going through that shit, and how you deal with that shit is a great representation of your character.
I don't think it's enough.
A year?
What you was just saying, bro. I need you to go through some trauma. You about to get married, bro. You're not saying you be about to get a relationship. You about to get married. And if you get in, like, real married, like, you go, like, all right, you commit a decade in.
A decade?
So, yeah, you giving 10. A year off a decade.
Locked up.
Right.
Locked up.
Yeah, you doing a solid bid off a year. No, I need you to be there.
I need
you to go through getting put out. You don't even have nothing.
I got put out before.
Not you. Her. What are you going to do? What are your plans? Where are you hear that? Struggle mode, survival mode.
That's what I'm saying. That you should see you that.
Losing
in
a job is not. Hell no. You tripping.
You should see that. Yeah.
This year almost over. Have you lost a job?
No, I quit.
Have you been?
I quit too.
Listen, have you been homeless? Well,
yeah, I've been homeless.
This year. No, this year.
Not this year. I was homeless last year.
I was here last year. What the fuck are you talking about?
I was homeless last year, bro.
You was not.
When we was down the other spot, I was homeless, bro.
Oh, at the other apartment.
Yeah. I was homeless. Well, I mean, I made my way.
You.
Yeah.
But you say you want to see her.
I got put up.
How she
I don't got to see that, how she look if she get put out. I don't want to see no bitch put out status.
It's not saying how they look.
Put out
how their mind works.
Yeah, because you sound real. Look, you might get us canceled again. We got feminists now. Like, what the fuck?
I'm just
anti-feminist.
Saying, bro. I'm not an anti-feminist.
I want to see a bitch get put out before I motherfucking like her. What are you talking about?
Because well, how your mind works, your logic and her logic could be different. So, like, when if y'all in a struggle together, and you like, nah, I think we should do this. This is going to be as well. She's like, think something totally different. You'd be like, bitch, that don't even make sense. So how y'all going to move in this struggle together if she thinking some shit that's not going to make sense and you thinking some shit that might make sense? How are y'all struggle going to move together? Y'all not going to move. That's what
and
I'm
nobody
saying.
Trying. Nobody go into a relationship thinking struggle. So if you're coming into struggle mindset, then it's not gonna work. And some people do come into a relationship like that.
People go into mindset looking for what can you do for me. That's what their mindset is. Mm-hmm. So they're not thinking about their own struggle. They're not thinking about nothing. They think about what the fuck you gonna provide.
Bro, I'm
good, I don't go in relationship thinking that.
I'll give you a couple dollars. Yeah. Hey, you wanna have baby by a thousand there? Come on, y'all got you.
I don't have nothing.
I'm trying to make a millionaire. But
I have nothing for you. I have nothing.
They people show their intentions. You know what it is.
I have nothing for you.
What happened?
Oh, the brakes. That's what I'm telling people. What you got going on in your life? Nothing.
That's what.
I have nothing.
I can't
I'm
even
bring nothing to you. I'm bringing nothing that's going to benefit you.
This is my pickup line for real.
Everything is benefiting.
Say what you doing for the rest of your life. Just be loving that shit. But they don't know how. Some bitches don't know how to respond to it.
They don't. I'm chilling. I'm working. I'm being working.
No, nobody. If I start hearing that shit, I'm all right. Y'all know who started it. What you doing for the rest of your life? That shit work every time.
I'm waking up tomorrow. Hopefully, we'll really.
You sound like one of them bitches that don't know how to respond to the question good.
I mean, how do you respond to that? Where are you going for the rest of your life?
What am I doing for the rest of my life? I am.
You don't even know because you could die tomorrow.
I'm minding my black own. And while I'm might be down to tomorrow, I'm minding my black own business. And I'm prospering for my family and building generational wealth. So, I know what the fuck I'm doing.
That's what everybody's goal is.
You're not doing that. How you getting it though? Everybody want to be rich. What you going to do?
I don't want to be rich.
I want to be comfortable. I want to be rich enough to be comfortable. I ain't got to be Jeff Bezos. I don't want to be that type of rich. But I definitely want some millions.
Oh, I don't even want that.
Because you got to think, once you start to make 100,000, you're not going to have no choice. Millions just going to come, especially if you stay in it. Any raise you get at the 100,000, damn near qualifying you for fucking. You only got to have, I think, $100,000 worth of assets to become a million, to be qualified as a millionaire.
That's if people even have assets. A lot of things people don't know. They just think it's having the money. Or they can even have to have the material things to justify that you have the money. People don't know. And even Meek Mill said in an interview, he's like, he just started to like really understand all the money he's making, how to manage it, how to move it, what to do with it. I think it's hella people out there with hella bread and just fucking it up. Don't even know the potential in it. And some people who have good ideas, but don't have the joint to do it.
If any of these drug dealers want to flip some millions, come holler at me. We do a comedy show. Any lie who about it? Want to go? You got it.
What time is it?
It is 5:25. I feel late as shit.
You feel late, but it's still early.
I feel like that time. Wait till time go up.
Ain't that supposed to happen in like a couple weeks?
Supposed to go back. It's supposed to go back or what? I think it's like right before Thanksgiving.
Forward or back, but it's going to happen again next year.
You know, Arizona don't, one of the only states that don't observe it. I think in Hawaii. I think it's another state.
Don't observe the
daylight savings time.
Wow.
They just said leave that shit. It's like,
Prince London.
That's why I like Arizona.
Man, I got hella kids.
I like any state to be like, you know what? I ain't fuck with y'all in this time shit. Why I gotta be 8 when it's 7?
$40 million?
How you typing over there? Hold up, y'all. Let me get some typing sounds over this bitch. Hold up. style to be funny for a big show.
How to be funny for a big show?
It's a B tie. I say B tie, nigga. Just niggas was mad at me because I ain't put him on the show, bro. And the person I ain't even say nothing, but somebody said something at work with the person, so I know they meant it. Like Tom Brady.
What?
Like Tom Brady staff.
Wanna be on Tom Brady that guy, man.
You look like a Tom Brady fan. You look like you play with him on Madden. You play with the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
Cheat team ass.
No, they be
having
playing.
No,
they be
having
playing.
No,
I think
it's
2020.
Lamar was
in the cut. He was like,
you can't
tackle his ass. His first game out, he was spinning.
Nope.
He was doing other shit and then messed up your. There you go.
Nope.
Stop doing other shit. Yo, we almost done, y'all.
Man, bro.
What happened, y'all? It's right in time for the second game.
What's the next game?
I don't know. Ravens don't play till Monday.
You go back to work tomorrow? Kevin. We're supposed to go to Kevin's house tomorrow.
No, I wanna. I got my daughter this week, bro.
Chilling with the kid.
She got school and shit. We just chilling. What does that even mean? Yeah, we can get out of here, y'all. This was a special edition. It's late night vibe. Just wanted to give y'all an episode.
Late evening vibes.
Late evening. It's not even evening yet. It's fucking 5:30, bro. It's still afternoon. I just want to talk some shit. Because I ain't dropped nothing yesterday. Today, Sunday. Gotta be persistent with this shit. We doing a bunch of live shows this week. What's your schedule like on Tuesday?
I'm usually off by 4. Oh, kids off by 4.
We're gonna do something.
Yeah, let me know.
Oh,
pull up.
Yeah, you know you're gonna pull up. That sound like an old man pull up. Yeah, I'm gonna pull up.
Pull up, man. Next time.
It's Sunday. You should have brought something now. What are you talking about? It's football.
But I like smoking. I don't like drinking.
Sounds nice. Sounds nice. All right, man. That's irresponsible behavior. My guest co-host.
Fug.
Oh, name Fug.
It's from my show. My whole show. Oh, that was good times, bro.
Oh, I listened to your show twice. This shit was cool.
It was funny, man. I was talking to my cousin about that shit.
How many episodes y'all did?
I think we almost had like 200.
200?
Damn. That's a lot of work. We were doing it for like 2 years. Yeah, YouTube and all that.
That's a lot of time.
Oh, yeah, bro. Had fans and all that. I had a guy make a shirt with my name on it.
Man, I'm about to do that. And I didn't even know. What you talking about?
But that shit was fun, man. I definitely enjoyed it. It was cool. It was cool being recognized from the show from somebody I never met before. That felt good.
I'm about to post all this shit. We got 2 episodes today. We about to record again. We had a whole blooper show yesterday. I think I got all that little camera too.
That was shows like be fun with women until they get drunk and they start being fucking annoying.
What happened?
I miss doing shows with women. But they be end up getting too drunk and then fucking the show up.
That's just the women that you mess with. Them bitches don't sound professional.
I mean, we had some professional ones on, but then, you know, you try to have your homies on and be like, no, we don't do a show. And they be like, how are we going to get you fucked up? Fuck the show up.
I don't like to drink and smoke while I'm doing the news here. This has been.
I do. I probably made way more jokes on irresponsible behavior if I had it. I'm blowing at me.
That's not my fault.
I know, bro. I wasn't prepared for all this. You just was like, pull up.
I said, pull up, y'all.
This is a walk. You like, where your kids at?
Hey, what?
You gonna do shows by kids? Is a daddy daycare pope?
My daughter's asleep. She good. She gave me this girl.
Fuck my kids, dog.
Right.
Hey, hold on, let me track
they taking over. They
let me track their location.
They probably cooking iPhone. Noodles in the oven right now. You don't know.
Probably cooking that shit in the microwave without no water. Got my house stinking.
Right.
Fucking kids.
Put some milk in there.
Oh my god.
I want some cereal noodles.
One of them might do that.
Fucking irresponsible behavior. Late night podcast that's in the afternoon, kinda. Peace out.
Peace.